the monologue of Hans Sachs in Meistersinger and the Third Act. In this middle of the 16th century in Germany, there was a guild of people of the middle classes who met always for artistic reasons. They wrote poetry, they composed songs, and everything was after very strict rules. Hans Sachs was the leader of them, and he was the most important and most talented. Till today, we have his poetry, and it will go through more centuries, I suppose. He loved his godchild, Eva, very much. The father of Eva was one of the wealthy people in Nuremberg, and he said that he would give his daughter in marriage to that man who would compose a perfect song or a perfect poem. And now there was one man in Nuremberg who wanted to marry Eva very much. He was a rather repulsive person, and she didn't like him at all. He was a kind of an official in the city. His name is Beckmesser. And he started to try to sing for Eva. But Eva had met a very dashing and handsome young knight who on a trip came through Nuremberg. He was a free singer, he loved poetry, he was a very romantic person, but he didn't know a thing about these rules which the guild in Nuremberg had put up for the poets and for the composers. And he has fallen in love with Eva too, and he comes to participate in this contest. But since he sings absolutely freely, all the masters laugh about him and he is thrown out. The only one who was impressed was Hans Sachs. In spite of this lack of any rules, Hans Sachs feels that there is a great talent. And he regrets very much that the other masters have been so very small-minded. In the second act, Eva meets Walter von Stolzing, this young man, and they decide to elope. Now today it wouldn't be so bad if somebody elopes, but in the 16th century, I think one looked with other eyes at these free lovers. So Hans Sachs, who hears that, is very upset. And he wants that Eva is happy and marries Walter von Stolzing, but he wants that they marry in the church and not run away while doing, because Eva would be a kind of an outcast from that time on. So he decides to help Eva. He helps her in so far as he arranges a kind of a topsy-turvy fight in the street where Eva wants to run away. The streets in Nuremberg were very narrow, and if there would be a lot of people, they couldn't get through without. It would go too far if I tell you this whole story. Beckmesser comes and brings a serenade to, and Sachs interrupts him always and makes Beckmesser very furious, and one and the other come from, they look out of the window, see the neighbors complain, and on the end they all hit each other, really without knowing why. But Sachs has served his purpose. They cannot elope. He takes Walter von Stolzing in his house and he sends Eva back to the father. And now in the third act, and this is the aria we will hear from the monologue we will hear sung by Alan Wagner. Hans Sachs is alone in his room and he thinks over his happenings last night. And he says everything is illusion in life. Everything is a kind of a craziness in all people. Then I, for instance, think what has happened here in this city. People believe that they would do something good and something exciting, but they would only have hurt themselves. Sometimes everything is quiet, but it is as if a demon waits in this quietness to let loose again and bring mischief to this world. For instance, looking out of the window, looking at Nuremberg, how peaceful does it look now this morning? And yesterday in the evening, hell what let loose. And why? For what reason? It was so as if a glowworm didn't find its mate, and that made all this trouble. Or perhaps it was the beautiful fragrance of the lilac which drove them crazy. In any case, I have to now to contemplate what I am going to do. And since the world is so crazy, I will use this craziness for the purpose of something good. I will spin another intrigue, and on the end, Walter von Stolzing and Eva can marry, and that is what I want. Now, all this what I have told you now is the gist of this monologue. It is very difficult German, and I congratulate Alan if he keeps all these words in his mind. That even if I read it through, I must read very carefully sometimes the sentence is over, really to understand. But you understand now the contents of it, and that is really the main thing. And now let's read.
Leute sich quälend und schinden. in the second act, he sings this monologue of the Lila, and he remembers that how he has been in the spell of this lilac, and how Eva had come to him sitting under that lilac tree, and he almost fell again for Eva because his feelings for Eva are mixed. It is a child, and yet it is a growing girl who attracts him. And when he says, "They're free, lovers, Johann is not here. Very dangerous night, St. John's night, with all the fragrance of the..." I almost surrender to this craziness. But now is daytime, and I have to leave the living.
Thank you.